We've got people who are listening and they're, you know, they've probably experienced the loss of a loved one that they're not sure where they're spending eternity. And what kind of comfort can we draw from? Can we derive from, you know, even in those places where we feel unsure, or even how to minister to someone who feels unsure about that?
Right. Well, first of all, I would say that for all of us, it's a reminder of the importance of, while we still can, sharing the gospel with people that we know and love, friends, neighbors, coworkers, family members. And sometimes you get a lot of pushback. My dad pushed back on me for years. I have a brother still alive today who sometimes pushes back when I try to share the gospel. I mean, he's very nice about it. So let's share with people who are there. But when we have lost a loved one, and even if we think they were unbelievers, even if you have reason to believe they were unbelievers, and often we know that, you don't know what happened in their final moments. You simply don't know. So if anyone had known the thief on the cross, you know, and maybe they live hundreds of miles away, and they've, you know, he's dishonored the family and they don't even know what's going on with him. But if they find out that he's crucified for his sins, would they have ever suspected that he had turned to faith in God, that he had turned to the Savior of the world? And remember, he couldn't get down from the cross and be baptized, give an offering, attend church or then synagogue, you know, nothing that he could do. So let's remind ourselves that a person who is unconscious and in a hospital is still alive. Yeah. And could God be speaking to them? Could God be bringing back to their memory things in this life where the gospel had been shared with them? Sure. So are there deathbed conversions? Yes, we know there are. Yes. And there may be many more than we realize. So I just say to people, you don't know, but don't tell yourself. And because someday I could cling to the hope that they turned at the last moment, therefore I won't share the gospel. Don't do that.
Yeah,
but I think there is comfort in the fact that God is sovereign. He knows whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I know this, that because some people ask, well, heaven won't be heaven if we have people we love that are in hell. God will never allow heaven to be trumped by hell.